The battle over facilities access for transgender people has come to Washington State. A proposed ballot measure would repeal open access rules for transgender people using restrooms and locker rooms. Now, as KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel reports, opponents of the ballot measure have launched their own campaign.
This week, the group Just Want Privacy began gathering signatures on a statewide ballot measure to repeal existing rules around open bathrooms for transgender people. The measure would protect businesses from lawsuits if they maintain sex-specific changing areas, and it would require public schools to keep transgender girls, for example, out of locker rooms when other girls are changing. Joseph Backholm chairs the campaign for the ballot measure. He says the state's existing rules around open access go too far. Backholm expects broad voter support if the initiative gets to the November ballot.
And I think what we found in the polling on this is not a blue-red issue, you know, especially on the school issue. At least 75% of the state is uncomfortable with the idea that boys can go into the girls' locker room at school by declaring themselves to be female.
So we would really ask that men not do that.
That's Seth Kirby, who chairs the campaign against the initiative. It's called Washington Won't Discriminate, and it launched this week at a church in Renton.
Transgender women are women. Transgender men like myself are men. And we need to use the restrooms and the facilities that we identify with, just like everyone else is able to do.
Kirby says the initiative would repeal important protections and allow more discrimination against transgender people. And former Snohomish County Sheriff John Lovick, who's running for a seat in the Washington legislature, says there are laws in place to keep anyone from abusing the open access rules.
It's important to remember that indecent exposure, voyeurism, and sexual assault are already illegal, and that police officers use existing laws to keep us safe and hold offenders accountable.
Opponents say Washington would likely see boycotts if the initiative passes, similar to those faced by North Carolina over its law. But reaching the ballot may be a long shot for its backers. Right now, members of Just Want Privacy say they are not using paid signature gatherers, just volunteers. They must submit 246,000 valid signatures to the state by July 8th. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.